Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies. And as mentioned in the introduction, I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek. So I hope you've been doing well, and I hope you've had a great day or evening wherever you have been, and good morning or good night to wherever you are. And so today I'm very excited to chat with you, as I have not featured a community for a very long time on my podcast, so I think it's high time I do so. Now, the town I'm going to feature is very close to me. It's about 30 minutes down the road, and it is called Dauphin, Manitoba. And if you want to locate it on a map, it is about a 3.5 hour drive from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And Winnipeg, I should note, is the capital of our province. Dauphin actually has the coolest backyard. And to me, yes, communities do have their own backyards. So Dauphin's backyard or front yard, depending however you look at it, is Riding Mountain National Park. And it is an oasis where everybody in the province escapes to explore nature and just to do really cool things with. So Dauphin being so close to the park gives it a great advantage because there's lots of tourism that happens and the beauty in nature that surrounds Dauphin is just stellar. So you have to come and check out the city of Dauphin. As I just mentioned, I do consider it a part of where I live. And I'm probably in Dauphin about 2 times a week to meet with my clients, as well as my kids are involved in some activities that are there. And speaking of that, Dauphin is an arts and cultural based community that offers many creative opportunities, as well as scores of youth of senior and support groups, affordable housing opportunities, and some of the best recreational facilities in Manitoba are only a few of the reasons why you should consider immigrating here. Now to pause, I want to thank the authors of Dauphin Economic Development website as part of what I'm going to tell you. I did get off their website as I know lots about this community, but sometimes taking information from a website gives accurate information that I can relate to you, my listeners. So I'm going to be sure to put Dauphin Economic Development's website on my show note links. And so afterwards, or even during this, you can click on it and check out the city of Dauphin. All right, so the best way to describe Dauphin is under the shade of its tree-lined streets, Dauphin is a bustling community with a solid infrastructure to ensure you have everything you deserve. Aside from its natural beauty and recreational opportunities, Dauphin is a regional service center for healthcare and retail in the parkland. They are a growing business community, they have excellent education system, and are very fortunate to have many active service clubs rooted in their strong and proud history. Dauphin is definitely a thriving city with many opportunities for employment and training. It has countless new jobs emerging in a variety of sectors, from healthcare to hospitality, and there's an assortment of services available to help you find a job. And don't worry, I'll be getting into those in just a minute. There are many different retail businesses to do all your shopping with the downtown area of numerous specialty stores, a mall with lots of great shops in it, and many unique stores and outfitters. So to me, though, my favorite part of Dauphin is their festivals and their tourism initiatives that draw people to our region year after year. The city hosts 2 major festivals, which we call Dauphin's Country Fest and Ukrainian Festival, which brings the opportunity for tourism businesses and creates awareness of all what the city of Dauphin has to offer. Now, if you ever get a chance to come here, which I sure hope you do, you definitely have to stop in and check out either the Ukrainian Festival or Dauphin's Country Fest, because this amazing amphitheater allows you to stand in an audience and have breathtaking views of the prairies. And you can also see the city of Dauphin, which is located approximately 10 kilometers away. It is definitely something to see. Now, in terms of recreation, there are so many activities that you can participate in. The city has an indoor pool where there is a gator swim team, and there's swim lessons and exercise activities for everyone of all ages. And so it doesn't matter if it's summer, winter, fall, you can go and swim and really enjoy your time. Dauphin is also home to Manitoba's Junior Hockey League, the Dauphin Kings, and AAA's Parkland Rangers, and they are housed in an arena that also includes a walking track and conference rooms. The facility is also home to their curling rink, and curling is a game that lots of the Prairie Canadians love. In the summer, you will see lots of people at Vermilion Park where you can camp. However, this also includes the Vermilion Sportsplex, and it's the newest outdoor recreational facility that actually hosts 5 baseball diamonds, a batting cage, 2 soccer pitches, and a rugby pitch. Another cool and recent development is the innovational recreational activity that's called Northgate Dauphin. You got to check it out because it's a 26-kilometer system of stacked loop multi-use trail systems that can be used by mountain bikers, hiking, trail running, and so much more. That's only like 7 minutes outside of Dauphin, and it's in the same direction that the festivals are held. So let's talk about what services are available for you as newcomers. Dauphin does have an excellent settlement office. Deborah and her hardworking staff will ensure that you have all your questions answered and assistance provided where necessary. Basically, the settlement office will assist you with a settlement plan if you need, as well as provide language services. Further, they can also be a connector to the community and employment opportunities if you need. I will also provide the settlement office link in the show notes as well, so you can connect with the settlement team once you arrive in Dauphin. All right, so as I mentioned, I think we need to talk a little bit more about employment because I think one needs to have a sense of the type of employment in the city that they're looking to immigrate to. And you will be blown away by the diverse opportunities that the city of Dauphin has to offer. So what I did was I actually went over this week's job ads and I selected a couple that I think will give you a better understanding, again, of all the array of opportunities that there are. So in this week's job ads, we have a regional survey technologist with a pay of $58,000 to $70,000 per year. Of course, that's in Canadian. And it does require a civil engineer technology diploma. There is also a support supervisor with a pay of $75,000 to $82,000 per year. And this requires a social worker degree or diploma. And this one's a really fun job ad. But currently, there's a new brewery setting up in the city of Dauphin, and they're looking for a head brewer. And that will pay approximately $45,000 to $75,000 a year, depending on your experience. It does not require any formal education, but they do say that 1 year of commercial brewing experience would be an asset. How about an agricultural manager with the pay of $55,000 to $80,000 a year, and it requires a diploma in agriculture or your Bachelor of Commerce? And finally, for the healthcare field, because there's a lot of jobs in healthcare, you could also apply for an instructor for a healthcare aide, and that starts at $58,000 to $87,000. And of course, that does require a nursing designation. This list is long and lengthy, my friend. If you want a job as a tradesperson, we got it. If you want a job in the accounting field, we have that too. If you have studied in healthcare, well, there's plenty of positions for that. Actually, those seem countless. We also have the Parkland Job Opportunity Center that assists citizens of the community with resume development, interview skills, and other factors that will greatly increase your chances of getting a job. Now, if you want to start your own business, well, Dauphin embraces the entrepreneurial spirit as well. Dauphin has some pretty cool small businesses such as Prairie Supply Company, that is a clothing company, or let's talk about Trocadero, which provides homemade food. It's like a drive-through and it delivers you yummy baking and delicious meals on the go. And I must note that that is actually owned and operated by an awesome lady who immigrated to Dauphin from South Africa. We also have a national award-winning photographer, Kelly Michaluk, as well as we got Dr. Brenna and Three Graces who operate a Medi Spa. These are just some of the cool small businesses that we have in Dauphin, and the list goes on, but there's not enough time. So my best suggestion is to check out the city of Dauphin by going online. And to encourage your entrepreneurial spirit, Dauphin hosts a regional women's incubator called The Hub. And this is actually where I work out of 2 times a week to meet with clients. So there, again, is no shortage of resources that can help you start your own business or find a job when you immigrate to Dauphin. Now, in terms of education, because I know that lots of my clients always ask about this, so I must address it. Dauphin has several child care centers for those who are not old enough to go to school. So if you have to work, we have lots of great public and private daycare that you can put your children in. And if your children are going to school, we have 5 elementary schools. And we also have a Cole McNeil, which is our bilingual French school, and as well as Smith Jackson that focuses on the Ukrainian language. There is 1 middle school, Mackenzie Middle School, and 1 regional high school where regular school subjects are delivered along with AP courses and vocational courses such as culinary arts, welding, motor vehicle body repair, mechanics, carpentry, and graphic design. Now, following this, once you graduate from secondary school, you could definitely stay in the community of the city of Dauphin because they actually have Parkland Campus that is located right in the city, and it is a subsidiary of Assiniboine Community College, and we call it ACC Parkland Campus. And this campus features a contemporary trade shop, healthcare training lab, enhanced student lounge, and early learning center. It actually underwent a $3.5 million renovation or upgrades, allowing the college to increase quality of training in business administration, medical management, carpentry and woodworking, electrical, comprehensive health care aid, early childhood education, and our mature student high school diploma. There is also many more programs. These are just to name a few. Students are able to take advantage of the educational opportunities in the region within a community setting. And again, there's also childcare that is available on site for those students with children. So if you are someone looking to come to Canada as it being an international student, then definitely check out Parkland Campus ACC as you may find the program that's right for you. As well as I'd like to note that ACC Parkland Campus does align its programs with community needs. So the graduation rate is obviously very high, but as well as the employment rate really correlates to the local labor needs, where I believe it's like 95% of all students who graduate from Parkland Campus are gainfully employed. And furthermore, most of them do actually land up having jobs within the field of their study. So that is kind of abnormal when you look at Canada as a whole and the international graduate pathway. So going to ACC and attending a college like that really benefits you as an international graduate, and you will love living in Dauphin. Dauphin is a walkable city, so residents can walk to work or to whatever activity they may be wanting to go to. People also like to carpool to work if needed or drive themselves. Also, there is taxi services available for people, and our seniors also have access to the handy van. Now, let's talk about the commuting time, because we all know that I also like to talk about commuting time. And for this city, it's pretty much non-existent for people that live and work in Dauphin. So for example, I had to drive the other day from the local regional high school, and I had to drive to the Hub, which I just mentioned, where I work with a couple of clients a couple times a week. And it took me about 3 minutes. Or the other day when I was at the hospital and had to go to the local mall, and it took me, I think, less than 5 minutes to get there. So yes, you heard me right. So leaving your house to go to work will not take long at all. And as well, think of all the extra time you could spend on your hobby, spend it with time with your family, or taking advantage of all the exciting recreational opportunities. Now, let's look at options for housing. There are a variety of housing options in Dauphin. You can actually purchase a heritage home, or you can build a new home. You can actually have a home on an acreage. You can purchase a hobby farm or commercial farms. So whether living urban or rural is your taste, Dauphin actually has everything that you could possibly want. Now, the cost to purchase a home in the community in Dauphin is actually very, very low in terms when you look across the national average. You can actually buy a house for $160,000 and go up to $342,000 or more, obviously. I just took the average. There's also apartments for rent along with condominiums for purchase. And where you would find this, so if you are going to consider immigrating to Dauphin or moving to Dauphin, you would look on local online platforms. You check out the local newspaper, which is the Dauphin Herald, or you could work with one of the amazing real estate agents that we have here to find the dream home that you are looking for. So I will leave you with this. The city of Dauphin is a regional service center for the Parkland area. It is surrounded by agricultural production and tourism and recreation. There are so many employment opportunities and business possibilities available for entrepreneurs looking to set up shop, and this community definitely has it all.
Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you're interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration at 100thMeridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad.